something good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the LOA Blend with Anna and
Liz. Damn it. Good morning, darling.
Good morning. We're blending it again.
We're blending it, girl. Well, you know, I got back from Mexico late Monday night, and on Wednesday at about 12 noon, I said, I'm back. It was as if I was Cinderella, and there was a giant pumpkin, and I looked down. My feet were bare. And I had the same outfit from before I left. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I keep going back and thinking about, like, how just the simplicity and being on my own and not having to answer to anyone. And, I am back full speed ahead, like, really back. And just carrying with me the vibration of remembering what it feels like to be fully present, how necessary meditation is as part of my routine, rest, all those things, because like all four cylinders are on full blast. The reason why I'm saying this is I was, again, being pulled in too many directions, too many things being demanded and asked of me of my time, and scrambling, I mean, literally right back to work. Just, I'm barely home, right back to work. So much is going on. And I was trying to get my husband's attention. You know when you're talking about your kids and your kids are there and you kind of want to say something non-verbally to your spouse or partner so that you can communicate that, but they have to be present and looking at you so you can do that. You know what I'm talking about. We've all been
there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and my older son was in earshot, and I wanted to communicate something very quickly but non-verbally so that we wouldn't have a verbal conversation in front of the kids. Just very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was anything bad, but just nothing to comment on with an audience. You know, my older son would have just misinterpreted the wrong way. And so I just wanted to communicate. Oh, I know what it was. My husband, and God bless him, he's very concerned. He was the one that was all for me going away to just having a reset. Very concerned, worried, et cetera, as well he should have been, because I was in trouble, which is why I had to take my little, you know, long weekend breather. And what I wanted to communicate to him was that I already know, thank goodness, we, meaning us as the listeners, the community, like-minded people, for the most part, we're very self-aware. Very self-aware. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. That grounds us. That saves us. So I am self-aware enough to know that although it's going to be tugging at my heart to see my son off to college, to drop him off, which is a week from tomorrow, I also am smart enough to know that after a few days of heart pulling, my load's going to be lighter. It's just math. So right there, I know it's going to help. It's going to lighten my shoulders of output. Because out of everybody in this family, I do the most for him. So it's just math. So I didn't want to say, oh, well, when he goes to college, it's going to be easier for me, because my son would take that the wrong way. Like, I want him to go, and I don't. So I just wanted to communicate that non-verbally. So I said, you really need to look at me. You really need to listen to me right now, because he was just going down this rabbit hole of what can we do, I'm so concerned, and I'm like, it's going to be easy, there are things we can do, but I can tell you right now, it's going to be easier, because I'm going to lose about 140 pounds in about a week, that's how much my son weighs, So I said, you have to listen to me. And then my husband said, well, I am listening to you. He kind of snapped at me, and I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, well, that helps not. And he said, well, I'm just frustrated. I said, okay, what's the opposite of frustration? What's the opposite? Now, this man is a writer, and he's very smart, except when I put him on the spot. So I said, what's the opposite of frustration? I don't know, peace? So what I did later, I sent him an email, which was a link to 104 antonyms for the word frustration. I want to share some of them with you because this was very helpful for me to read, if that's okay.
No, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, and it really shifted. So I think this is helpful for all of us. I'm just going to read a handful. Support, aid, encouragement, assistance, help, delight, gladness, bliss, gratification, comfort, cooperation, acceptance, equanimity, felicitation, felicity, agreement, composure, contentment, success, fruition, happiness, joy, jubilation, patience, peace, pleasure, retreat, satisfaction, victory, win, accomplishment, affection, amends. How about that for starters? How about that? Because, you know, I'd like to make a point. Yeah. So just reading those words to myself and now just reading them on the air out loud. So sometimes just think about the opposite. Look up the opposite word. Go on a online thesaurus. There's one called Power Thesaurus. And you can look up the opposite, the antonym of any word. And I thought it was brilliant that he said frustration. And Source said to me, you got to look up the opposite of what that means because that's really what you want because you don't want this. Frustration doesn't do anything for anybody. So I thought that was very helpful. So, yes, email received. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I like that.
And
it's
an interesting time. So it's a different perspective for you and for him for having your son go off to college when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, you still have one at home, so you're not quite the empty nester.
No,
and
thank God
at the same
I have
time,
one at home. Yeah,
like your mom. So this is a big deal. And when you say this, it's kind of funny because it's something that I kind of wanted to talk about too.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say I just got a message through Facebook from Alicia that said, "Good morning, LOA Blend."
Oh.
She's so funny. She says, "Good morning, LOA Blend. I'm off to ride an Icelandic horse. Love y'all."
Oh my, an Icelandic horse. Oh, yep. My God.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So, she's gonna come back. She's going to come back with, you know, those, what are those boots called with that the Inuit people wear, like those
big
furry
fuzzy
boots? Yeah, yeah, big,
yeah.
Yeah, forget about it. Nanook.
Yeah.
We just have to call her Nanook.
Nanook.
Nanook. Whatever.
Yeah.
York. Nanook,
yeah.
York.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, maybe she'll build a igloo or something out there.
Yeah, girl, she will.
Yeah.
Put it in the backyard.
Well, if you see pictures of her all bundled up, she looks like a little Eskimo.
She's so cute. Even
yeah.
Her little monkey, Cam, a cute, adorable monkey that goes
yeah.
with her everywhere. I think she put a sock on him to make it look like it was like a hoodie.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, banana sock. So cute.
Out of her mind, but we love her and miss
yeah.
her.
Yep, but there's something that I wanted to talk about too because it
yeah.
was a bit of well, that word, the F word, the frustration word.
Yes.
And Steph and I have been having, you know, for the past 2 or 3 months, we've been having some conversations. She's going through what she's labeling her midlife crisis.
Oh,
and
well.
So there's a, yeah, and so you know it's the same thing. Like we have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and the
right
and you want to communicate in a way that they're not misinterpreting or
thank you
they're not getting in the middle absorbing
right.
something that
right.
may seem like they're the cause of
exactly.
And I think that's been a big thing with us lately
right.
because like yesterday, you know, I don't work at my studio very often, yet I slate days. So I had yesterday and today to work. Well, yesterday she got called away to a birth, which means I stay with the kids. And then they also had orientation because they're going to be going to do some private classes with an external homeschooling group, which is great. So we had orientation yesterday, meet the teachers and all that. Well,
wonderful.
Guess who had to handle all of that?
Mama
yesterday.
Anna did. I know you did.
Which is like very foreign and very
oh
different
my God.
For me. So I can get the flip side of that, right? So I'm having to go, and it's homeschooling, and if you know in the homeschooling industry, most of that is very Christian based, and the school is
oh,
based
is?
At a church.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
it's very Christian based.
Oh, girl.
And so it's at a church and it's a really cool, like they have a fellowship hall, but there are all these classrooms and like Lily's taking ballet. So they have this big, huge studio space. They do ballet and karate, but they do all the, you know, math and the history and they do all that. Jaden's taking science because that's what it's almost like a
college
extracurricular activity.
Yes.
Yeah. For them. And they got to
right.
pick what they wanted to do. Well, of course,
right.
Lily being 6 wants to dance and Jaden being 10 is a little, he's a geek, right? So he's going
right.
to do
yep. I love it.
Science
so
and all of that.
Right.
So we got to do that yesterday, and I had a grand time. I really did have fun with them, and she's so funny. She gave me, and this is Stephanie, she hands me their medical release forms, and then
yep.
she hands me a note, a little note that has a list of things that I needed to find out, the things
yep.
that I needed to do, the
good.
Address of the place to go. Like,
of course
she totally
did.
Mapped it out for me. Right? She
of
hands
course
it to
she
me.
Did.
She's like,
that's
here, you got to go.
Of
yeah.
course she did.
Yeah, that's
of
funny.
Course.
Yes. And so, and then, of course, we did all that. And then last night, you know, she gets home from the birth. It was actually it was a home birth. Mama had the baby actually 10 minutes before she got there. So it was like, so she stayed and, you know, she helps with all these other things with new parents and stuff. So it was great. So she didn't get back until, not at 4 or 5 o'clock, and so there's the whole, you know, what are we gonna do? Now the kids and I, we had late, you know, everything. We were running late all day yesterday. So in a sense, not we weren't late for orientation or anything, but
schedule,
you know,
like lunch was at 3 o'clock or whatever.
Late. Lunch was
right.
at 3 o'clock. Yeah. So
right, I get
by the time Steph got home, it was like we weren't hungry, and so it kind of disrupted our regular let's have dinner, that type of thing. Well,
right.
As the evening progressed, it's like, well, it was Stephanie in mom mode, you know, I have to feed the kids something. I'm trying to figure this out. But you could tell there's a sense of frustration.
Yes, girl.
And a sense of, and then, so I was trying to be of service and say, you know, what can I do? How can
yes.
I help? And the kids and I are like, we're not hungry, really.
Yeah,
we're not hungry.
Right.
So you're not required to, you know, but she needed to eat. I was like, you probably need to eat something if you haven't eaten anything.
And
so
she's
we're
in that automated mode. She's, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
that's just, she's just programmed like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, she can't help it.
But this is the thing that came up. This anger
right.
came up with her.
Yeah.
And
resentment.
This anger came up.
Resentment.
And
yeah.
And so she and I are like sitting on the kitchen floor and we're talking to each other. And she's saying, you know, I'm angry at myself and I'm frustrated with myself. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
why are you angry and frustrated
oh.
with yourself? And she said, because I ruined your day. I ruined you having to go to the studio and
oh.
orientation. I said, you know, all this stuff. I said, are you upset that you didn't get to go to orientation? She said, no, but I made you do that, and that's not something that you. And
I shouldn't
her,
ruin
you know,
anything.
You know,
that's what,
yeah,
what
I told
that's
her.
What partners do.
I told her that. I
no.
said, I had a great
no.
day with the kids. I said everything was fine. And it said until you came home, and then it was like you were. It was like almost we had to walk on eggshells because you were angry, and so
right.
I was trying to figure this out. And I'm like, and so she and, you know, And I told her, I said, get angry. Get mad, because let it up and out.
Let it out.
The kids were upstairs. So the kids were were hopefully, I think, oblivious to what was going on downstairs.
Yeah, sure.
They were downstairs. They were upstairs.
Right.
And so, you know, we were talking, and I said, get angry. You know, go ahead and say what you need to say. And so she's spewing all this stuff about, you know, how she, then that's when I ruined your day, and I did. And I said, you know, you have no control over how my day is going to go. You have, I get to choose.
Right.
I get to choose to not go to the studio. I could have gotten the kids and come to the studio afterwards, or I could have maneuvered around and gotten some things done. I said, but I chose not to. I chose to do orientation, then I chose to take them to lunch, and then I chose to, you know, whatever the next thing was. And
be fully present as a parent.
Right.
And make it easier for everybody. Why throw in taking them to the studio if you didn't have to, if you could work around that?
Right. So my thing was, you know, if I have to stay late or if I have to get up early, then I can make up for that, and it's okay. You know, and at the same time,
flexible.
instead of really explaining anything, because I, in a way, I wanted to, but in a way, she kept saying, you know, this is about me, this is about me, this is about me, and I said, yes, it is. So I sat there and I just listened to her and listened to what she was saying. So in a way, it's like, as you're talking about, you know, how this is going to, yes, it's going to pull at your heartstrings because you're mom. At the same time, you know, as mom, letting them go is part of the journey. That's why you brought them into the world in the first place. Everybody has their journey, and your kids have their journey. And to let them go and to let them have some independence. Let them be who they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
You can't hang on to them, you know.
Absolutely.
And so, I think that's the thing, because with Steph, I think there is a lot of independence. I know that Jaden is trying out, and I know with her, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like for her to actually take the steps and say, yes, I'm okay with them going to this external private schooling, you know, and taking the steps
huge.
To do that instead of keeping
step.
Them home
yeah.
all day. It's a big step, and it's like, because if I step in and I say, let's put them in school, then it's like war, you know, because
of course.
Really about her not being ready and her not being ready to let them go. And then now it's like, you know, she needs to be able to breathe. She needs to be, she runs her own business. I mean, she's
school is great.
Inundated, and she's
I could have put them in school soon enough. Are you kidding me? I was like, preschool, let's go. Come on.
Yeah. So
when you work,
so
when
you
run a business, oh my God, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I told her. I said, you know, I could have chosen to take them with me. I could have chosen to do all these other things. I said, but we did what we did, and we're fine.
Uh-huh.
I said, you can't control how I feel about that. I said, and I'm okay. I'm okay.
Right.
And so there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of assumptions and a lot of things that come up in relationships.
Oh yeah.
That you're talking about them, and all of a sudden it's like, well, that's not what I meant at all. And
exactly.
It's so funny how things get held on to and things are unspoken. And so
assumed. Right.
Yeah. And so today is our 18th year anniversary.
Oh my God. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It's like, I'm like, what day? Cause we're actually going up to the North Georgia Mountains tomorrow for business and for play. We're taking the kids too, but I'm picking up some things for Elisa for the wine tours, but at the same time, I'm gonna drive Stephanie through some of the wineries and show her,
because
she's never been to. Yeah, so we're gonna show her that, and it's like, say, go in here, go buy this bottle of wine, go in here, go buy this bottle of wine.
Oh, that's
so we're gonna do that
for
tomorrow.
Celebrate. Love
so,
that.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So we're gonna have
an accomplishment.
So, I thought about, you know, as you're talking, I thought, well, that's great that you got on here and you started talking about this, because I'm like,
that's funny.
Because I feel like that you could understand her better than I could understand her in that frustration
I'm in both of, you know, it's so weird. I can relate to both of you. That's what's I'm like a hybrid of the two of you. So
yeah
I can really relate, but yes, definitely I can. Like with the list,
so,
like when her writing everything, that's the, are you kidding me? That's, when you're
spelling it out.
You go to the doc, you pick
up
this form, and then you do this, and you got to spell it out like it's Sesame Street. Oh, yes, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Tell her I feel
and
her.
And that's, And that's just the norm, like, you know, going there and talking to his teachers. And it's really, you know, I have no, like, some of it, I have no idea. Like, now I know what time their classes are, and now I know, and I know where the classrooms
that's
are.
Funny.
So I said, I guess on the first day I'm going to school too. So I
can
show her where they need to go. And then there needs to be, the parents have to volunteer. So the top parents have to volunteer for three times or something. I don't know. That's
it's like 3 hours. They spread it out. It's like 3 hours over, you know, time.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not more than that.
So, and I told her, I said, you know, if you're on call or something and I need to volunteer, I would be more than happy to come volunteer.
Just pick up the cupcakes.
Fine.
Pick up the cupcakes. That's it. Just pick up the cupcakes. That's it. I'm telling you, please. Entenmann's. Pick up the cupcakes.
Yeah. So it's interesting how, you know, that it's kind of come full circle. And I said, you know, and she's just getting to a place where she's like, we are just in this place of doing very similar things all the time, even though things have changed over the past, past five to 8 years, all of a sudden there's this thing. And see, that was my thing. Like when we first, my whole life has been, I don't want to be a cookie cutter family.
You couldn't be if you guys tried. So you can cross that off your
list. My sister wanted, you know, the husband, the 2.5 kids, you know, the house with the white picket fence and all of that stuff.
I don't think so.
And she's created it, but she's also, my sister's very, you know, corporate exec too. So that's very different. Like her husband was a stay at home dad for a while.
So you guys
you know,
are very unconventional family. Yeah.
Yeah. And so my brother and his wife, they don't have kids. They just have dogs. I think they're smart ones sometimes. So
yeah, right.
And then it's like, and then here we are. And then it's like, you know, yes, we've got the, you know, the two kids in the house and, the, you know, you have that normalcy in a way, except we're two women, right? So we have this life, and then we're both, now we're like, you know, we can't get out of here to travel fast enough. But things have to be put in place. I mean, there have to be things put in place, and with her too. So,
right,
you know, that's
course.
It's kind of like you're waiting things out, but at the same time you're doing things. You're taking inspired action to kind of, you know, let's fix the house up so when we rent it out, it's, you know, everything's working properly and,
of
you know,
course.
We've got everything ship shape. And then at the office, let's make sure things are happening here and they're taking care of itself. And, you know, so we're looking at all this stuff, and when you look at it as a big group of things, like if you ever wrote that list, and you're extremely overwhelmed because you're like, oh, my God.
You're drowning. You feel like you're drowning. Sure.
Yeah. And last night, Steph's like, I just want to let go of 90% of my stuff. And I said, well, you're going to have to. You're either going to have to store it or let it go because
it's not
going in 300 square feet on wheels, you know. So,
wow.
You know, so all these discussions that, you know, sitting there and just, like almost letting her rant for, you know, like, you know, it wasn't even long, like 5 or 10 minutes. It's like, just let it out and
let
just
out.
You cry. It's like, do whatever you need to do.
Right.
And it's like, you know, so, and I told her, I said, I don't know how to change things for you because I cannot change things for you. You're going to have to change things for you. So you're going to have to take those steps.
Yes.
I said, now I could forcibly change some things, but I don't think you'd be very happy about it, you know.
Right.
So
yeah.
I said,
if you need
me to shake it up, I'll shake it up. But at the same time, I said, you just tell me what you need me to do, and that's what I'm here for. Support. I'm here for, you know, opposite of frustration.
Oh my God, it's
how
so
can
funny.
I support you?
So funny.
You know,
Anna.
My
husband, like you,
this,
you and my husband were like saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I read him some of the words that I just read over the air, because he kept saying what you're saying. Just tell me. I'm laughing to myself because this is like a flashback to like my life yesterday. It's so funny. Just flip it, but like the same kind of conversation. And I said, this is what I need. And I read off some of those words. That's what I need. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the middle of that, before it got really crazy, you know, I'm running around, I'm switching the laundry out, I'm folding the laundry, I'm taking the trash out, I'm taking the recycling out, I'm doing all these things. It's like, okay, what, you know, can I sweep the floor? Can I vacuum? What can I do? Can I clean the toilet? I mean, my God, let me just do this thing.
Right.
So you're just doing, and then it's like, these are the things, this is how I know how to help you. This is the only way I know how to help you.
Right.
I said, otherwise, you're going to have to speak up and let me know because this is what I know needs to get done.
Right.
And, you know, and then it then that was the, hey, can you just stand? She's like, can you just stay still? And can we just talk? And it's like, sure. So that's when we plopped on the kitchen floor. It's like, let's just sit here. And
right.
So, and then, you know, all this stuff came, all this emotion and anger and all the stuff came out. And it wasn't, I didn't feel like it was directed at me at all.
Yeah, no,
that's
she's
how,
just carrying
also,
so much.
And also,
she can't contain it all,
yeah, also,
too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understanding energy has been one of the best things ever.
Honey,
because
keep the couple together, trust me.
Yeah, you can spend the time in unconditional love and just be there and be present. And I
right.
think that really helps with the
Absolutely.
Whole situation. And really after that, it was just like she just needed to get that stuff out. And I said, just get it up and out, whatever it needs. And I said, I understand that you don't know what you need to know, or you don't know how to change things, or you don't understand why you're feeling the way, like you're agitated
sure.
or you're angry or
overwhelmed.
You're frustrated
tired.
Or whatever.
She's tired.
Said,
she just needs
yeah.
rest. She's tired.
Yeah, and it's like
she's
it's,
tired.
It's like
yeah.
it's like the other day. It's like she just you know wanted to go see her dad, and usually she takes the kids and she goes and sees her dad, but she took the Miata, and then of course it broke down, but that was okay. I mean, you know, with all of that, she still got to spend time with herself. And I
right.
said, I know that wasn't the best. I said, you got to drive it somewhat up there and almost back up in the mountains and zipping around and having fun. And of course it's in the shop right now. It'll be back next week and she
right.
can go zipping around in it. And so I, it's like, if we, because I told her, I said, I'll take the kids. I'll go to my dad. You can stay here. You can do whatever, you know, you can just spend time,
yeah.
You know, go to Jeju, which is a great place down the street, $25. You can go in and just sit in all the different elements. The jade
mm.
and the salt and the, and all that.
Oh wow!
And, you know,
how beautiful.
If you want to have the massage or if you want to do any of that, that's fine. The scrubs or any
yeah.
of that, just go do that. I
yeah.
said, take care of yourself. And she's done
yeah,
that before
exactly.
when we've gone out of town, and that's great. I said,
yeah.
and you've got to choose it for yourself. And I think that's
right.
a lot of us we don't choose it for ourselves. Like you said,
yeah.
I'm back. You know, I'm Cinderella and I'm back. And
yeah,
it's
I
like,
had to leave.
You know,
yeah.
okay, yeah. And it's like, and like last night, she's like, I just really want to be happy, like really, really happy. And I, you know, what do you say? Happiness is an inside job. I get that. I said, but you know, you're using us as a jumping off place. Either it's for your happiness, or it's for your frustration, or it's your anger, or
right.
any of that. You've
right.
got to decide for yourself
mm-hmm.
and take that plunge into what that happiness is. You know, of course. After, you know, 15 minutes or so, everything's calmed down, everything is cool, we get everybody down, we're sitting around the table, we're having a little dinner, we're hanging
right.
out, the kids, you know, kids are like, you know, the kids, they're talking to us, and usually we try to all sit there until we're all done, but at the same time, we're like, if you guys want to leave, that's fine, and so they left after they were done, and she and I sat there and talked, and, you know, we had a nice, like, another hour and a half before everybody had to crash and burn, you know, so.
Right, of course.
So it ended up being pleasant after that. It ended up, it's, you know, and she's like, I thank you for just listening. You know, thank
that's
you for just.
Sometimes that's all we need.
That's
yeah.
it.
Just
yeah.
listen.
Yep.
You know what
yep.
I'd love to do? I'd love for you to, and then we'll see who's, you know, because you're control central, who's dealing with us. But I'd love for you to pick a message. So.
Okay, hang on. Let me shout out. We've got
okay.
Jay and Marguerite, of course, in chat. And I know Michelle was there earlier. She's taken off. We do have another universal energy. I don't know who that is, but hello, whoever you
Hi,
are. Thank
everybody.
You, Raven, Marguerite, for the happy anniversary. I appreciate that. It's so funny because I'm really bad at dates as far as birthdays and stuff. Like, I'm terrible at it because I wasn't raised
right.
with it.
Hi.
And so it's very, very strange. And I know, I think we have Lolita who's listening in, and I think Pete's listening in, so either of you
oh,
two
great.
Know to push one if you want to get on the air with us. But I love you guys, and thank you so much for supporting us and sharing your energy.
Oh, yeah, we
just
have the best
great,
listener.
Great, great.
Yep.
Yep. All right, so I
you,
want
you,
I music,
need,
so I'm going to play you some music.
Play some
okay,
music, girl.
I'm ready.
You're picking.
Here we go.
You're picking. And the number associated with your message is 310. And here's your message. This is perfect for everything you just talked about. I love it. Clear understanding is knowing that the energetic flashbacks and release of the negative and dense is illuminating your path to the wondrous you. Ding, 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 ding. Just what you were talking about. I'll read it again. Clear understanding is knowing that the energetic flashbacks and release of the negative and dense is illuminating your path to the wondrous you. 310. So your instinct of knowing to release it and let it go and clear it up is to clear your path to better things. So this just confirms what you already know and what you've been talking about. So there you have it. And what do you get for that number combination of 310?
Of course, 3, again, is, I feel, is creativity and very, but very solid and very firm. And also, you were talking about that having the Ascended Masters around.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a foundational number to me. So it's, you know, how you express yourself. It's very, to me, it's a fun number too. So that's kind of cool. And 1, of course, is the leader, is the power. It's the one looking out there at stuff. But, you know, it's just, to me, it's the go-getter. And in business, it's the entrepreneur. Generally, you'll find a 1 in an entrepreneur's numbers. The 0, of course, to me, is source. So looking at all those, keep up the energy. To me, the energy, the expression of the energy that I'm understanding it to be, is just keep yourself light. You know, keep yourself in this with a positive attitude and a really, just like I said earlier, with an unconditional love. So. To me, that this is kind of like we were kind of laughing yesterday because we were talking about life purpose, but sort of like that is really, you're on your path and this is your purpose. And this is I think for the last week or so, this message has been coming up that when you release this heaviness and the negativity and the density of that stuff that you've been carrying around for a long time, it has to be released. It has to come up and out. And sometimes in that up and out, you might get some frustration. You might get some anger. You might get some revenge. You know, you might get some grief. You might get some depression, all of that stuff. But just know that you are allowed to release it. And when you do that, it clears your path. It clears your journey. So stay focused on that and keep on that path. Not only for yourself, but for others. Like, we understand. Like, you were talking about it. You know what? I'm talking about it. And then last week, somebody else was talking about it. And it's like, you know, I think it was Pete. He was talking about it. And it's like, you know, he was so angry. And it's like, but realizing when that anger comes up, that it has to, you have to let go of it. Like, you know, I told Steph, it's like, we've been together for 18 years. I'm sure we've said some not very nice things to each other.
Of course you have.
I'm sure that we've been mean and nasty to each other. I'm sure that the things that have said, I mean, this whole whole process of having children, we had a 2-year, not a very good journey about, you know, whether or not we were going to have children or not. And so this was a very frustrating point that it still comes up sometimes, you know,
of course.
The one that didn't, you know, want to have kids, and now here you are, you have to do all this stuff, and I'm sure you're angry about that. It's like, you know, that was so 12 years ago, you know, or 14
good
years
for you.
Ago,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. We change.
Let it go.
Yeah, and we change. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're,
yeah.
and the appearance, you know, it's almost like a backdrop, you know what I mean? Where a backdrop where it's not three-dimensional. It's, you know, sometimes you'll see, like, on a stage, a backdrop or a painting that has perspective, but it's really, it's three-dimensional. It is not an actual thing. It's on one surface. It's just an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
But that backdrop of, that doesn't serve the purpose to keep things static. That's Mm-mm. You know, and good for you. That was so 12 years ago. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I mean,
like,
that's not on the table.
That's not on the table. That's not on the table.
Yeah. And yeah. I remember my alchemy teacher saying, you know, every time you decide to hang on to something like that, that's like you carrying a backpack of rocks. And every time you decide to hang on to something, you're throwing a rock in that backpack. It just
gets
heavier and heavier. And at some point, your knees are going to buckle and you're going to drop to your knees.
Exactly.
And to me, that's what it felt like with her last night. She was just dropping to her knees. And she's had her moments, you know, the past 3 months have been very fascinating. She said it seems as if, as if literally when now she's in a 7 year, and the moment she hit her birthday, everything changed for her, because she was in a six, which is the family, you know, family, love, family,
love,
you know, so, and all that stuff. And then seven's very introspective. It's very,
it's
you know,
very,
it's very
it's very
spirit.
Deep, very deep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And so, it's good, but it'll be cleansing at the same time.
Oh,
it's
hard.
It can wreak havoc.
Challenging.
It can wreak havoc.
Challenging, but the eight's going to be amazing. And but challenging, because she's ready, and both of you ready, resilient, and strong enough. Because when you are in your process of evolution and ascension, part of that process is everything that was inadvertently swept under the rug, you know, from your whole life. It's going to make an appearance. And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's good, because that's taking off that backpack with all of those rocks. And I love this, the symbolism of downsizing, of freedom, of what the RV represents. And it's, look, RV stands for a recreational vehicle. You're going to recreate. You're going to... Right? You know, recreation is having fun, but if you think about it, recreate means you're going to switch it up. You're going to change it. You're going to be in a state of active creation. That's recreation, recreation, if you want to say it that way. And in order for that to happen, you got to get rid of a lot of stuff, physically and energetically, and it's a purging process. So it feels like, oh, my goodness. This is very overwhelming, and that's what it is, too. And then dealing with these issues, it serves a very practical purpose. You know, because it's that preparation to the next stage of, like, okay, we got to roll up the sleeves and really start cleaning house, literally, figuratively, and literally. It's a lot, so I'd be overwhelmed too.
And you've got, and I told her last night, I said, it's just, you know, if we're having, I said, this going on right now, and we're in almost 2,000 square feet, I said, we're not going to be able to do this in 200 or 300 square feet, so we need to up and out it now. You know, it's
get everything out.
And I said, so that, you know, these are some, this is my perspective. And, you know, when I did talk, it wasn't you have to do this. You can't make somebody do something or behave in a certain way or feel a certain way. You know, and it's like we all work through our stuff in different ways, and it's okay. Like for me, working it off is, you know, I think it's a Bangalan thing. We sleep. You know, if we've got an issue we need to resolve, we'll go lay down and take a nap, and we'll resolve it. By the time we get up, it's done. You know, so there's a big difference there. So I thought it was all interesting, and I thought, and I loved, and this sounds really weird, but I loved the way I felt like I was holding space, or Source was within me holding space, and I could just be there.
You didn't,
like,
drink the Kool-Aid.
It was nice.
You did not. You said
no.
Thank you.
Like,
you did not drink it.
Nope.
Yep. I love that you did that.
Like, you could, that could have become a very back and forth.
That could have escalated.
Situation.
3 days later.
People didn't.
3 days later.
Yeah.
No, you don't have time for that. No. Not your stuff. Not your stuff. And
it's like
that's
you don't feed it. You just don't feed it. You just don't. And you want to understand that this is not your thing. Everybody, like, if you're in a situation where somebody's, you know, you don't have a positive outlook on something, or you don't like the way something looks, or you're irritated at somebody or something, for you to go at it would just be adding fuel to the fire.
It's like part of the problem.
I think we had a conversation with the head of United Intentions Foundation, and he was so funny, and he sees those things in the air with the jet stream, the jet with the jets leave, right? Not skywriting, but you know, the fuel like the he called the trails. There we go, the trails,
right.
And they're talking of chemical trails and all this stuff, and he was so angry at them and stuff like that. And so he always brings this up, and his sidekick over there, Jennifer, she's like, don't bring them up. I don't want to talk about it. You know, he's like, but you need to talk about it. She's like, no, I don't want chemtrails in my awareness. And so I said, we were sitting at the table, and I said, okay, how many chemtrails do you see a day? And he says, you know, I see them all the time. I see every time I step out the door, I look up in the sky and I see chemtrails. And I said, Jennifer, how many chemtrails do you see a day? She goes, I probably see one every 2 weeks. And I said,
wow.
Okay, I don't see any chemtrails. I said, here's the deal. I said, it's all each person's individual reality of what you talk about will come into your reality. So he talks about chemtrails all the time. That's what he sees.
Right.
He talks to her about them. So when she becomes aware of them, she might see one. And then
right.
I don't see them.
Right.
I've seen a couple, sure. And then I see the thing that actually eats chemtrails based on what the alchemists are telling me. So, and they call them something else. I can't remember their names. But
right.
the cool part is it's whatever you choose. And I think that's the thing is, like, we both understand that. And sometimes it's very frustrating as a human being to say, you know, I'm okay, I'm happy today. Because it may be the same mundane thing. You know, I'm doing some of the same mundane things I've been doing for the past 30 years, and guess what? I'm okay today. You know, I'm
exactly.
good today. I'm fantastic
right.
today. I'm happy today. You can build it up for yourself. But and that's like a muscle you have to keep working at.
Yes.
You know, you know, it's like I was up early this morning. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. I was getting going, you know, and it's like,
yeah.
because I had some physical inspired action that I needed to take. And you know what? I woke up before my alarm.
Yep.
got everything ready. I headed out the door. I was up. I've already completed 3 projects.
Yeah.
I've got 2 more to go. It's a good
there
day.
You go.
It's beautiful outside, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You made it happen. You made it happen.
That.
You made up for the
yeah.
time yesterday. And the thing is, because you were on your own, you were able to bend time and space. So you were able to now you're probably ahead of schedule, if not right on schedule with your stuff. I know you are.
I'm right, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
you are.
It's
yeah,
all good. Client will get
oh,
their,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, client will get their stuff on time. It's all good.
Yeah, of course.
So,
you
yeah, so, yeah. So that's, again, it's that thing of understanding when this stuff comes up that, yes, just let it go. You know, you wallow in it a little bit. Sure, if you get angry, be angry for a while. And that's what I told
yeah.
her. I was like, let it go. You cry, scream, yell, whatever you need to do, just do it. Just get it gone, you know. And it's like the more you can do that, the more you can release it and pat yourself on the back for letting it go. I think that's really important. A lot of people don't want to say, I'm okay being angry right now. Like, be okay being
right.
angry right now. It's okay.
Right.
You know, give yourself that emotional freedom to play in the emotion. I mean, that we were given the emotion. You know,
right.
that emotion is also an indicator that says, I'm not looking through the eyes of Source or God or Universe or whatever label you want to put on it. And at the same time, it's okay, you know, because here's the reason. If you just play in that a little while, when that good stuff shows up, it's more beautiful. It's greener. It's bluer. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, oranger, whatever color. It's you have the intensity, the same intensity of your anger. You'll have the same with the glory of it, whatever it is that you see, you know, or whatever that opposite, like you said, frustration was the opposite of frustration, you know. So you will see that in the same, to me, I see it in the same light, the same energy or more, because now I'm happy, like, ooh, I'm super happy, I'm not mad anymore, you know, it's like, ooh,
right.
celebrate it. Yeah, celebrate that just the same as you would. Because we have a tendency to give fear and anger and stuff a whole lot of energy.
Yeah, a lot
and
more
then
attention.
When we're
yeah.
happy and joyful, we don't do that. And we're just like, oh, I'm happy. It's a good day. It's pretty outside. Okay, great. But no, are you rejoicing and jumping up and down? It's beautiful outside.
Really
you
feeling
know?
It, right.
Really feeling it. Give yourself the same intensity. But yeah, and I, you know, like I said, I appreciate, because I feel like even last night, and there are times that have happened before, even with the kids, and I felt like I have shifted in some amazing ways. I've
right.
shifted internally in some amazing ways. And it's really cool to be able to say that, you know, and you know, it doesn't happen all the time. And when it happens, it's like, that's really cool. Like I can
mm-hmm.
just be in this space right now with all this stuff swirling around me and I'm okay. I'm good. You know, it's like
wow. The eye of the storm is the best place to be.
Yeah.
So.
But so I thank you for bringing that up because that's kind of, that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Isn't that funny?
So,
that's what
yeah.
I wanted to talk about. We should do a show together.
We should. We should blend it up.
We should. Oh, my God, that's really funny. Yeah, isn't that funny? That was just so on my mind, especially when feeling everything softened around the energy of the opposite, all the words
mm-hmm.
that are the opposite of frustration,
mm-hmm.
that just shifted everything for me, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, and it
yeah.
was, and it was very nice. And when I came home from work last night and, of course, scrambling and doing all these crazy things and then finally, like, unwinding and having a glass of wine in front of some mindless television, he chose to join me. And it was just nice, holding hands on the couch, just, like, not even talking. It's like, shh,
mm-hmm.
shh. Sometimes I say, talking no good, shh.
mm-hmm.
Shh. Just, whew. And it's nice for the kids to see that.
Yeah.
You know, just, ah, that's it. Let's
yeah.
not talk. Let's just
yeah.
be, let's just be present. You know, there's so much can be said with just being on the couch together, holding hands, than talking about it. Just, you know, and then when there's that center, there's that calm, then there's harmony in the household.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's room. There's room for that joy, or that silliness, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just don't feel like saying a damn thing.
Nope.
All talked out. What else is there to say? Enough.
Yep. Actually, you know,
you
talk about watching some mindless television. Steph's mom turned us on to this show on Netflix. If you have Netflix, it's called Touched. Have you heard of it?
I heard of it. I love Netflix, and I have not seen it.
Dig a little bit. But we found it. It's Kiefer Sutherland, who's the main character, and I think there were only two seasons of it, but he has an autistic son, and he is
yes.
he doesn't communicate. He doesn't speak, but he's all about numbers.
Yeah.
And
right,
it's all
right.
about writing the wrongs. Like, he gets it. When things are out of balance, he's in pain, and so he has a number sequence that he's working on, and it's like his
right.
father, he's communicating with his father. His father figured this out, and he goes into these situations that are sometimes kind of scary to try to right a wrong or try to shift something. And it's interesting how it's like being at the right place at the right time.
Right.
The kid shows him some things, and it's about the dad being in the now and being present and paying attention to what his son's trying to tell him. So all these underlying energetic themes are in there. So it's really cool to watch it because it's like who shows up, who's being of assistance, how they attract things, how they repel things, how, you know,
right.
so if you look at the underlying energy of it, it was, you know, it was a pretty, I can see where it probably wouldn't have lasted very long because it's like you have to really dig deep to get the message in it, in my opinion. And so not too many people want to dig deep when they're watching TV. So it's like
right.
the concept and the idea was really good, but it's all about how – it's about sacred geometry. It's about numerology. It's about
yes.
all these things. So
wow.
it's really kind of cool. When you start watching it, you're like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And then we watched Daredevil, and that's pretty good too. But but this one touched Steph's mom. I think she messaged us like – I don't know if it was Monday or something. She's like, "Yeah, check this show out. You guys would like it." And so we watched an episode of it, and we're like, "Wow, it's pretty interesting." So, yeah, it's like, "Wow, there's some deep philosophical stuff or some deep energetic stuff digging around in this show." So, we'll keep watching it and see where it goes. But I was like, "Look, you know, you can watch and see how many episodes in the year." It's like, "Yeah, it was canceled after 2 years," but so. it'll be interesting while it lasts.
Right, of course. That's great. Fun. That's fun. That's fun to do that.
Yeah.
So good for you.
We've got folks listening in, but nobody's raising their hand.
Oh,
so
just listening to
it's
us.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Just listen to us rambling away.
No, it's great. It's to be fully present, and I love that there's no real agenda with the show, and more often than not, I would say probably 90% of the shows that we do for the LOA Blend is listener interaction, and 10% of the shows is the rare gem of an occasion that the whole show is just listeners listening in and Elisa and I having a conversation. And I welcome it, because usually the show will take on its own theme, its own life. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, we have a show like this. But this one also has its theme,
mm-hmm.
the opposite of frustration, the opposite of what you don't want. And to take that step to see in words, to see concretely what those energetic vibrations are for the opposite of what you don't want is very helpful. And it's interesting that there are so many infinite possibilities for the opposite of what you don't want, as opposed to that the heaviness and the density of what you feel, or the illusion, what you perceive to be no other option, no way out, the hand you're dealt, what you're stuck with. So it's very interesting every once in a while to have a show that's just about a free-form conversation based on giving awareness to shifting energy and to not taking on what doesn't belong to you, but to hold space for those that you love and to everyone grow from it. And it's no accident that you and I both wanted to talk about the same exact thing. Isn't that funny?
Mhm.
Yeah. So there's that's.
And it's like.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and just one of the groups that I'm on, somebody had posted yesterday. It's a private group, and she was talking about how she wants to grow her audience, grow her list, and allow that where she's been sort of introvert. She's had her list of her group, and she's been sort of concentrating on them, and now she's ready to look outward and seek outward. And it's like, yes, you're seeking outward, but yet everything has to happen internally. So for each and every one of us, even as we're talking about relationships, it's how we hold our vibration. That to me, that's really cool. It's like, do I want to hold my vibration of frustration, or do I want to hold it in an appreciation and bliss and happiness? Do I want to hold it? I might be frustrated right now, and I know there's a possibility of bliss, and I know there's a possibility of appreciation, and I know there's a possibility of all these other things, so I'm going to move in that direction. And I think it's important when we understand and we feel that anger or that grief or that sadness or whatever that is, yes, give yourself time to work through that. Give yourself time to, I tell people, I spent that 18 months like in some severe grief and depression, and I don't wish that on anyone else.
No.
And I firmly believe that once you work through energy and you understand it, that, especially for those of the past, they're not gone. Once I got that, everything shifted for me. But you know what? If you need 18 months, somebody said, if you need 18 months, take 18 months.
Whatever,
if you need 2 years,
yeah,
if you need 5 years, whatever you need, take it. Just know, be in that and know that this is part of your journey as being a human being on this planet. And here's the deal. When you no longer are on this planet as a human being, you do not have the experiences and the availability of sensing things and doing things the way you're doing them now. You're still going to do them, but you're not able to create the way you can create here. And that's the biggest difference. And I think that was like a reality. It's like, yeah, we keep creating. And some of us, we create the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And then we learn, I can shift my energy. And then that thing shifts a little bit. Then you shift it again, and it shifts a little more. And you shift it again, and it shifts a little more. And then all of a sudden, your life is totally different. And for a lot of us, it takes a long time for that thing to happen. It just doesn't happen like in a second.
Of course.
There's a very, because it happens internally first, and that's the big thing. Most people think, oh, I want to see a big change in my life, like right now. But you're not going to see the change until you, you know, it's like, here I go again. You're not going to see the change until you be the change. You know, it's like such a, you know, I spin those words, and it's like, oh, stop that. Have I told you, did I mention my law of attraction drinking game that I made up?
No, you have a law of attraction drinking game?
I'm going to make it up. It's so funny because, you know,
you're talking to people.
Okay, here's how it works. Like, you'll get like six shot glasses, and every single shot glass will have like some, like, be the change or allow or, some really positive motivational thing. And what you do is you have to go through, the thing is you have to go through a guru's, all of their stuff, like either Abraham Hicks or something. And every time you hear one of those words, you've got to take a shot of something.
Oh, my God.
We were being so sarcastic about this. Because sometimes you get really, really frustrated and you're like, it's not working the way I want it to work. Well, of course not. It's only going to work the way your higher self wants it to work. Your subconscious is allowing it to work. And, yes, all that stuff is true. And that sometimes we were like, oh, this stuff could just drive you to drink, you know, just because you're really frustrated with it. And so you're like, but you have to let go. That's the whole thing is. Your human body consciously, subconsciously, It's your higher self that is your manager and who really has ultimate control. So it's for your highest and greatest good, for your experiences, not the highest and greatest good for you to have the softest landing or the easiest way. No, it's for your journey. What is it that you are here to experience on your journey? And guess what? You did pick it. You might not remember it, but you picked it. Oh, I decided I wanted to learn what it felt like to, you know, lose my mom when she was release my what happens when my mom releases her human body when she's 65 or whatever.
Right,
I feel like there
exactly.
was a contractual agreement with us, like, these things are going to happen and let's see what you do next. So as we go through life, there's a saying, and I'll have to dig it up for our Sunday show, but there's a saying that just talks about, you know, kind of going through life and like just getting all messed up and stuff, and it's like, and that's what life is about. You know, life is about just getting muddy and getting dirty, and you know, it's like, I know you've met these moms too. Like, you take your kids out and they're supposed to be getting their pictures taken out somewhere, and then, you know, mom's yelling, "Don't play in the grass, don't do this," and the kid's got a nice clean shirt on, and next thing you know, they've got grass stains and all that. It's like, that's what life is about. And then the parents get really angry because the kid's on their journey doing their thing, and then the kids get mad. It's like, you know what? Kids are kids. They're going to have grass stains on their knees, most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. You know, they're going to get out there. You let them play out in a park somewhere. You can't say, go out there, but don't mess up your stuff. That's not going to work. They don't think about that, right?
Right.
So it's the same thing. Like, life is about experience. Life is about getting messy. Life is about figuring which way to turn next, left or right, go backwards, go forwards. Life is about, you know, getting muddy and enjoying it, you know. So I just wanted to kind of toss that out there because me and my deep thought as I'm meditating, it's like when you cease to exist in this physical body, you cease to have the fun that you can have in this physical body. It's like, oh, reality check. You know, it's like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go paddleboarding. You know, I'm going to go do this thing, you know, whatever. So, but anywho.
Anywho,
what
a wonderful,
I think that's our show.
I think that's a show, yeah. I love it. What a wonderful, spontaneous and present and very helpful conversation. I think it's hysterical. We both needed to talk about the same issue. Love it. So, look into the opposite. If you don't like something, find out what its opposite is and go with that. I think that's definitely the theme of the show. So we will sign off now. If you need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we ask that you please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And Anna, if you could do your tagline, that would be great.
Sure. Remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. I appreciate you so much. And have an amazing day.
You too, darling. See you Sunday. Take care, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.